Okay, today's daf is Tmura daf Chaf Hei. Tmura Chaf Hei. Hope everybody had a wonderful Purim. This week's Shiurim, as we announced last week, are sponsored Lahatzlacha Aviva Perel Bas Shendel Rivka. We thank for the sponsorship. Lahatzlacha Aviva Perel Bas Shendel Rivka. Okay, today's daf is Tmura Chaf Hei. So, the Mishta that started the parak yesterday, Parak Ketsad Ma'arimin, is our parak. We should discuss how I am able to prevent the Kedusha of a Bechor from kicking in. If you have a pregnant animal, and the animal is about to have a Bechor, so, as has been mentioned various times in this Seder of Gemara's, one could prevent the Kedusha of Bechor from kicking in, because the Kedusha of Bechor really is only Chal B'Shas Leida. So if there's another animal designated before, so then that preempts the Kedusha of Bechor. Says the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah had said, if somebody designates an unborn fetus as an Ola, as a Shlamim, as both, what if there are twins born, what if this and that, all different permutations, what if there is a Tumtum and Androgynous born? So the Mishnah says there's no Kedusha whatsoever. Shimon Gamliel has said, Ain Kedusha Chala Aleim. So the Gemara is going to analyze that. Yolo Tumtum Androgynous, there's no Kedusha. Ask the Gemara, The Gra takes out the next five words, but the Rashi has them, so we're going to read them. Amai ein kedusha chala aleihem. Why isn't there kedusha on these animals of androgynous and tumtum? What's the issue? So you would think, Rashi assumes, that this is going on. This last line of no kedusha is going even on the middle cases of the Mishnah, where we're talking about karbanos, and you're trying to preempt the kedusha of a karban with a different karban. So asks the Gemara, why don't these animals at least have the Kedusha from their mother? Fine, they don't have the new Kedusha that you were trying to instill onto them, but why don't they have the Kedusha of their mother? Rashi says on top, Afilu Amitzias Anamikoi. We assume that this line of Rav Shimon Gamliel is going on both if the mother was Chulin or if the mother was a Karban. And it says there's no Kedusha whatsoever. So if there's a Karban that has a tutum and androgynous as a child, as an offspring, there's no Kedusha? Right, so why is that? So the Gemara says, Kesavar, Pshim Gamliel, it must be, Pshim Gamliel holds, Vlados Kadshim Bahavayasan Heim Kedoshim. It must be this issue that has come up, Vlados Kadshim, when does a Vlad of a carbon get Kedusha? When it is born. So here, when it is born, it gets Kedusha. But Kadam Muman Lehekdeshan. It already, in utero, was developed as a tumtum and an androgynous, and therefore, the Kedusha will be prevented. See Tosfos, that's how Tosfos explains it, as I just said. You look at Tosfos on the previous Amud, that's where Tosfos is printed. The big Tosfos, Kasavar. Tosfos says, Lefichach, ein Kedusha chala al tumtum androgynous, shari kodim shetucha Kedusha sa'im aleim, havikvar bali mumin. Before the mother's Kedusha could be chal on them, it's already a balmum. Lefichach ein kedushas aim chalalayu v'gam kedushas pelokachi, and also even the kedushas pe that you tried to instill doesn't work. Kivat shein bali mumin v'ein daito al bali mumin, and the umdana is when all of these hakdashos that one is doing when the animal's in utero, you don't have kavana to make a kedusha if it can't be kedushas aguf, and that's what he says. And then back to the Gemara now. So it says the Gemara, "Di isaka daitach mimei ayinan heim kedoshin." Because if we say that really they are kadosh mimei ayiman, the kedusha of a karban, that the vlad of a karban, that kedusha starts when it is conceived, not when it is born. Unlike, and if we say that, then it will be unlike a human being. A human being is somewhere in the middle. There is some type of status that the human being has, as we discussed back in Maseches Arachin, in the beginning when we spoke about abortion and the woman on the birthing stool. But, so there is some type of kedusha, some type of status earlier, but really the status kicks in only at full nefesh when the baby is born. So here, the Gemara says, if the time of our Mishnah held, mimei imanim kedusha, that there is a status from in utero, so amai in kedusha chalalayim. So why wouldn't the mother's kedusha be chal on the baby? Hatavsa tinhu kedusha de imayhu. The kedusha of the mother should literally grab the child, and the child should be the kedusha of the mother. But we see it's not. Rashbach says there's no kedusha at all. Semicolon. So therefore it must be that Vladi Kachim are only Bahavaya when they are born, and therefore the Kedusha of the mother does not kick in, because that only kicks in Bishas, Leda, and there was already a mum on these animals, and the Kedusha that you're trying to imbue on it also doesn't kick in, because Tosva said, we assume that you don't have that in mind. You have in mind by all of the Tamim animals, that would have Kedusha, but not by the Baalei Mumin animals. Okay, so that is the Mishnah. A couple of points. Would it have what for, if it was, the mother was a carbon?
No, the
I'm saying if a mother carbon had a tumtum and androgynous, so it definitely would not have any kedushas haguf and kedusha chalalem. Would it have any kedushas sadamin? That's a question. Exactly what the status is. You got to look at the Rambam. What exactly it would have? But we've already learned that they're excluded from many of these categories of karbanos. Good. If you look in Reb Chaim, a couple of the briskers are all over Maseches Tumura. That's what they. That's what all their special area of study. So the Reb Chaim in this one is in the Gracha Lashas, Simin Shin Nun Aleph. We discuss this back in Maseches Bechoros. Reb Chaim assumes that there are other rayas that even if you say Bahavayasanim Kedoshim, there's something beforehand. There seemed to be some kind of status before. It's similar, I might add, to a human being. There is a full status only b'shas leida, but there is a status earlier. There isn't a sort of abortion, right? If you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for an unborn fetus. So says Reb Chaim, there are other rayas as well in terms of kedusha, in terms of if an animal is pregnant and then redeemed, and then after the animal is redeemed, then it has the baby. So is that animal fully chulin? It was born to a chulin mother, but it's still an iser gizav avoda by the child. Why is that? Bikadusha, it goes by leida. So why should there be a status at all if the animal was pregnant when it was hekdesh and it gave birth b'shas after pidyon? Right? Similar gemaras to the cases of pregnancy before gerus and born after gerus. But says Reb Chaim, v'nira da'af. Even according to that man da'amar, that it's only b'shas birth, mikol makom, shame vlad kachim chal tekef b'ha ibur. There's a chalo shame baby, and there's kedushas baby. The chalo shame baby starts at conception. It has the status of a karban. It does not have the kedusha of a karban. That status of a carbon can have some effects even later. Kedusha of a carbon doesn't start yet, so therefore I could preempt the Kedusha of Bechar and make it into a different Hakdasha. And also if I, let's say, would stick my arm into a pregnant mother and I would deform the baby, I would not violate the Isser of Matal Mum B'Kachim, because it's not Kachim, it doesn't have the status of Kedusha's carbon yet. It's not royally Hikari Bifnim, L'chora. But it has some status. Va'kedusha mikach imo machmasa ibrahu. Varakta huzman b'chalos ha'kedusha. Da'kedusha shebal ima ibr chala ala vlad ima leida. V'lachain kiva di yabr lefnei pidyonam v'chal shem vlad kachim. So therefore, since this animal, if an animal is impregnated, while it's still carbon, and there's a shame vlad kachim on the baby, chal shaper ala vlad kedusha mikoach ha'ibur. So when it's born, there is something that remains, and it's not totally chulin. Aft if sial ilachar pidyonam, even though it is redeemed, and then it is born, still we say there is some type of kedusha even when the animal is born. And therefore there could be some residue and residual effects in terms of Giza Vavoda and others. That's an important Reb Chaim, according to the Manda Amar of Bshas Leida, Heim Bav, Lodas Kadosh Bahava Yasan, Heim Kedoshim, still has some status beforehand. Okay. Giza Vavoda, does it have a that's the one major nafkamina. Other nafkaminas, could you, does it have status of Klushas Guf, Klushas Damim, again after it's redeemed? Not sure exactly, but think about other nafkaminas. Okay, that is Reb Chaim. Says the Gemara now. Vahaitana, sixth line. Vahaitana, the following Tana, though, holds. Savar, Vlade Kachim, Mimea Iman, Im Kadoshim. The following opinion argues with our Mishnah and says, Vlados Kachim are Mimea Iman. Not only does it get a Chaloshem Vlad Kachim in utero, but it has Kedushas Karbon in utero. The Tana Rabbanan. Ilu Nemar Bechor Lo Yaktish. If it would have said, it says in the Pasuk, Bechor lo yaktish, so then, what would I have said? Hayisi omer, Bechor lo yaktish ektashos. I would have had a havamina that a Bechor cannot be maktish. It's an amazing havamina. The Gemara soon is going to reject the fact that there was even such a havamina. What's the havamina? That a Bechor cannot be maktish. Bechor cannot be maktish. Why? Because he already is kadosh. A Bechor person cannot be maktish. That's the havamina. Bechor lo yaktish ektashos. You might have thought that, but Rashi explains how you would have that that havamina just from the psukim. So tamalomar ish oso. No, ish oso. He can oso iata maktish aval maktish adam bechor hektashos. Right, he can't be maktish either bechor because it's already kadosh, but he can maktish other things. V'adayin ani omer hu lo yaktish aval yaktishu achirim. I mean, okay, he's excluded from being maktish it from a bechor because it's already kadosh. Aval yaktishu achir, but others can. Tamalomar bibehema. Bibehema asakti. No, I'm talking about the animals here. We're not talking about the people here. I mean, they don't even have such a havamina. We're focusing on the animals, and the animals cannot be hukdash as another carbon. That is by Bechor. Yocha lo yakti shenu bebeten. You might think that you cannot even be makdish it while it is still in utero. The Bechor. Tamalomar asher yevukar lashem. Misha yevukar lashem. Once it's Yevukar Lashem, chosen to God, I atamaktish, aval atamaktish bebeten, but you can't be maktish bebeten, yochol af, meaning you can be maktish a bechor bebeten. You could preempt the kedusha of a bechor. Yochol af vlade kalakachem kein, you might think that you could do this with all karbanis, because all karbanis, the kedusha starts later, only b'shas later, tamalomar, ach, chalak, alma. So what do you see from that? This Bandamra, the last line of the Brisa. By generally, by Kachim, the Kedusha is Bishas in utero, and therefore you cannot change the Kedusha. Bechor might be different. Bechor is a din of Peter Rechem. Did a Peter Rechem, so that comes later. But if you have a regular Kedusha of a Vlad Karbon, so it could come even earlier. That's why you can't be Maktashit to a different Kedusha. Alma Svirle, Vlade Kachim, Bimei Iman, Hein Kedoshim. So that's why you learn from this Bandamra against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah assumed that the Kedusha is Chal B'Shas Leida, but here this Mandamar assumes the Kedusha is Chal B'Shas, it was created, even Bebeten, and therefore Bechor is special, but all other Karbanos, one would not be able to switch the Kedusha. Period. Says the Gemara now, Amar Le Rav Amram Le Rav Sheshes, Amar Al Bechor Im Yitzias Rubo Ola. What happens if my animal is pregnant with a firstborn, and I could just change the Kedusha now. That would work, according to everybody, but I don't do that. I say, this Bechor that's about to come out, as it comes out, it should be an Ola. So I'm preempting it, I gotta do it at the same exact moment that it's gonna get Kedusha. So what wins? I'm trying to instill Kedusha's Ola on this animal at the same exact moment that it's going to get a Kedusha's Bechor. So what wins? Ola have, do I say it's Ola, or Bechor have? Or do I say it is a Bechor? Which one? Ola have, do I say it's Ola? We take out the next five words. Hu Kalil. Do I say Ola because Ola always has the element of totally being burned, a reflection of the most intense Kedusha, and therefore if it's at the same moment, Ola should win out. O Bechor Avi, or a Bechor, no why, to call Purta Upurta, to call Nafik Bemilsehu. Because every single bit of the carbon that comes out of this Bechor, there's a special status on it. It's a Peter Rechem. And therefore, maybe that makes it unique. It's not one moment of, now it's a carbon. As it comes out, it is achieving its Kedusha, May Rechem, and therefore, that should win out. Or another way to say it, Lishna Achrina, Shekein Kedusha Chai Le Ale. Do I say it should be an Ola because the Kedusha, the intense Kedusha is Chal on it? O Dilma Bechor Avi Shekein Kedusha Samei Rechem. Or it's automatic. You don't even have to do anything. It's natural, this Bechor. So maybe that should come first. It's not like you need an external human input to do something here. It's natural, and therefore that should win out. So that's the Shiloh. If I try to make it an Ola at the moment that it's going to become a Bechor, what is the halacha? Tosfos in Maseches Chulin discusses this shita, this question, according to the shita of Rav Huna. If you remember, there was a machlokas we had back in Maseches Chulin in the fourth parak. Itmar, Samach Tes Amabez, in Maseches Chulin, Itmar, Yatza Shlish, Umcharlo, Vikochavim, Vichazav, Yatza Shlish Acher. If you remember the case, we know that the way to prevent Kedusha of a Bechar is by selling it to a guy. That's what we said, by selling it to a guy. That's what we try to do. And if you, that yesterday's daf, on the bottom, the Gemara spoke about that, but on the bottom it spoke about what we do. The minhag today is to sell to a guy instead of doing the other,
selling or
shutfus? Or shutfus. Shutfus to a, shutfus. Tosfos the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, it was quoted to the bottom Tosfos, Yishanim yesterday, V'yom Rabbeinu Tam on the third line of that Tosfos, Tahashe Nogu Ha'olam Limchark Sas Min Ha'aim, Kedei Lafkiya Havlai Min Ha'bechora. V'tovol Asos Kenu V'vashi Yiknalo Kinyin Chashuv. It's got to be a serious kinyan, not a fake kinyan. Those are the two contexts that we've mentioned where kinyanim with a guy come up. Chametz on Pesach, before Pesach, and Kedushas Bechar. So the Gemara there had a machlokas on Samach Tes Mabez and Chulin. What happens if the animal comes out a third, and then you sell it to a guy, and then the other third comes out? So did you preempt? Is that good enough? So Rav Huna Amar Kadosh, Abba Amar Eino Kadosh. Rav Huna has said Kadosh, why? Kasavar Lemafreya Kadosh. Lomafreya, meaning once it comes out, I then view it at the first moment. V'kiva denafik le rube igloi milsa lomafreya demei kara ave kadosh. And therefore, according to Rav Huna, I sold it too late. And it already had kedusha. Umay dezavin lo klum zavan. That's Rav Huna shita. Rabba amar eno kadosh. Rabba said there, no. Ksavar mikano lahaba kadosh. Umay dezavin shaper zavin. And then when you sold it after a third came out, it was fine. As Tosfos there in Chulin, what happens if you look at Maseches Temura, where it says you're trying to do it at the same moment to apply kedushas ola on the Bechar, imitzias rubo, right, with the language of our Gemara, imitzias rubo, it should be ola, but according to Rav Huna, it's too late, isn't it? According to Rav Huna. Is Lamafreya. So when you say our Gemara is only according to Rabba, not Rav Huna, the Gemara doesn't limit it. Right? Who's asking the question here? The Gemara is asking Rav Amram to Rav Sheshes. Right? And so the answer is an odd, only according to one opinion. So Tosfos says, either, you have to say Nechinami. Hahi sugya deloka Rav Huna. Del Rav Huna b'miyat roshonami ika iser. Because according to Rav Huna, already by miut, it's already going to have the status of Bechar, and it's for sure too late to instill Kedusha Abola. V'chein, also, right, we're going to say, right, this Gemara, Hahi Anami Delok Rav Huna, Demashma Depshita Leit Dekodim, Yitzias Rubo Yachal Afkir, Enu Kedushas Bechar. Because our Gemara sounds like before Rov, it's for sure easy that you can still make it into a carbon Ola. And then he has a very throwaway line without explaining it. Unless you're Mechalek, Im lo nechalek bein mechira laovid kachavim lahanach. Without explaining. Tosfos says, you gotta say there's a machlokes, unless you say there's a chelek. Unless you say there's a difference. What's the difference? We have to formulate it, then we can figure out why. Unless you formulate that when it comes to the kid Rav Huna, when does Rav Huna say his din that it goes lamafrei and it's too late by selling it to a guy? It's too late. But if I try to make it into a different carbon, it's not too late for that. It's only Lamafreya that would go back by Mechira La'akum. But not that it would go back for Hakadosha to another carbon. So that's what Tosfos' suggestion is, and then you'd be able to have the two Gemaras that work together with each other. Why would you say that? So if you look in the Briskarov, in Hilchas Bechoros, he discusses this question, not in the context of, does our Gemara work with Rav Huna, but Astira in Rambam. The Rambam holds like Rav Huna, Lumafreya Kadosh, but he also holds that in Hilchas Temura, that Dafka Imitzias Rubo is the issue. But by Imitzias Miut, so that it sounds like it would be, you for sure would be able to make it into an Ola, but he holds like Rav Huna. So forget the Gemaras, what about the Rambam? So that's where he says, V'hinei luch ori yish lo dun v'lomar, says the Briska Rav. Let me explain. Again, every one of these chilukim, as we had earlier, the derech is going to be, even if there's a machlokes, one shita, it doesn't totally reject the other shita. Right? Even if you say, b'shas, le'dahim kedoshin, there's still a status, b'shas, beten. So here's a similar idea. Nehi nami de Rav Huna lo mafreya kadosh lo mafreya chalbo shein peter rechem b'chol mixas bifnei atzmo al yedei yitziyaso b'tiras rechem shelo. Even though you're right, it goes lo mafreya, and once it's born, then lo mafreya, I could go back and say at the first second it had the status of a peter rechem, every little bit that came out. Mikol makom kol zehu le'inyan ikr chalos hashem shel peter rechem hamachayev b'bechora. The Misha Yatza Miksaso Kfarhu Bechal Petarechem Haraui Lehis Kadesh Bibechora. The Mafreya is, I could go back and say, the process has already started. That's what Rav Huna means. Once the process finishes, you can say the process started. It's kind of like the sugya of Yeshna L'Shchiris Mitzchila Vatsof, Yeshna L'Shchita Mitzchila Vatsof. Once the process is finished, I could say, oh, when did the process start? That's what Rav Huna means. Aval le'inyin chalos kedusha mamish shetach alav kedushas haguf shel bechor. But when is there kedushas haguf? That's only shas later. Rav Huna doesn't say l'mafreya about that. The process of peter rechem started already at T1, but kedushas bechor only starts later. So when do we say? And this is what Tosfos is saying. When it comes to mechiras goy, selling it to a goy. So right when the process starts, it's already too late to sell it to a goy. Even if it doesn't have kedusha yet, it's already too late to sell it to a goy. It's already in the process of peter rechem. Masha ein kein, making it into an ola. As long as it's not fully kedushas bechor, you can make it into an ola. And therefore, that's what Tosa says in that last throwaway line. In lona chalik ben here lahir. What's the chilik right here? Said the Brisker Rav. Avalini chalos klusha mamish, etachlov klusha zagush shal bachar. Baze yesh lomar, tekivan dal kalpanim lo yotza adayin kulo, velo nase od kulo petarechem, velo nigmar be toras bachar bikulo, akati la bar mechal klusha hu. Didn't have the chalos klusha yet. Dilini chalos klusha, b'inashi kulo bachar. The din chalos kedusha who davar hatali bekulei dafka because man shelo nasa kulei bechor adayin eno shayach lechalos kedusha klal, and that's how you can have the Rambam holding like Rav Huna and also quoting our Gemara about Yitzias Rubo. Right, what Tosfos asks on the Gemara in Chulin Samach Tes, that's what the Brisker Rav says for the Rambam. Beautiful. Okay, we continue. So the Gemara asks back to the question of Rav Amram to Rav Sheshes. What is the status? If I try to make this bechor into an ole at the exact same moment that kedusha is going to be chal, so amalei, second to last skinny line, ma'iti ba'ilecha. What, you think you came up with this great question that nobody ever thought of before? Hayna de ba'ilfa. Ilfa asked this question already, our good friend. Ilfa, if you remember, the story is about Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, Ilfa the good friend who didn't go back to yeshiva, but the tremendous Talmud Chacham who used to sit on the mast of a ship and say, if you give me a brisa that I can't find the source for that in the Mishnah, I'm going to just jump off and fall off the ship into the water. Because he was such a baki nifla in Mishnayis and brisas. Anyway, so here Ilfa asked the following question. Omer al haleket, im nishiras rubo yehei hefker. Leket, as we know, it's a mitzvah daraisa to leave all the items that fall out of my hand to the aniyim. Leket, right? What's the message of the mitzvah? Self-control. That's the self-control mitzvah. By shechacha, you forgot a bundle. You forgot a bundle, you can't, so, you know, you have to, do you see it in the, oh yeah, I forgot. So you can't go back. So that's also a little bit of self-control. But here, it falls out of your hand right now. By mistake. If it fell off because you bumped into a thorn, then you're allowed to pick it up. But if it fell out of your hand, you're about to pick it up. That's the message. Self-control, give it to the aniyim. That's leket. We had in the mitzvah shir, there's leket of anavim, and there's leket of everything else. Two separate mitzvahs, just like this pay of anavim, and pay of everything else. Count it separately. But this is leket. So when does the chiv of leket kick in? Once it mostly falls out of my hand. If it's still a little bit in my hand, a little bit, then it's already leket. If it's mostly in my hand, then it's not leket yet. So what if somebody says, at the moment that it's going to become leket, I want it to be hefker. What do you mean, leket is also hefker, isn't it? The answer is no, leket is only hefker to the aniyim. Hefker is hefker to everybody. Says the Gemara. So what's the halacha there? Amar al haleket, im nishiras rubo yehei hefker. Similar idea. There's going to be an automatic status that's going to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's leket. And there's going to be a status that I'm trying to put on this. Hefker. So do we say leket have? Oh, hefker have. Leket have. Do I say it's hefker? Shekein kedushaso bidei shamayim. It's automatic. Interesting usage of the words kedusha. Is there kedusha in leket? no kedusha in terms of the status. You know, it's chulin, but one might mean because the kedusha of the mitzvah. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvos of etzivanu. The kedusha of the mitzvah makes it weken. So kedusha so bidei shemayim. O dilma hefker have shekein zochen bo'aniyim bashirim. Or do I say hefker is a stronger halakhic mechanism? Is being mufkar lakol, and that would overtake and subsume the leket. And therefore, it would be hefker. It wouldn't be leket. So it's the same shaila, no? So why do you ask it here? So the Amar Abaya, and Abaya said about that status of Ilfa, Mighty Boile. Ilfa, what's your question? Even though Ilfa was earlier, he's not talking to Ilfa. Ilfa, Mighty Boile. Divrei Harava, Divrei HaTalma, Divrei Mishomin. Taking a concept out of context, which is usually used in the context of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, which maybe we'll have an Ian Shear about that this week once this comes up here, but we'll see. But that usually means if Hashem tells you something and somebody else tells you something to do, who do you listen to? Divrei Harava, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin, where the source for this is the Nachash. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Adam and Chava, I told you not to eat, so what that the Nachash says? Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin, who are you going to listen to? So to hear. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to imbue a status at this moment, and the Gavra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wins. Divrei Avraham, Divrei HaTalmud. Therefore, it's going to be Leket. And therefore, here too, Hachanami, we say, Divrei Mishomin, who would you listen to? As a play on that context, and therefore, it would be Leket, and it would be Bechor in these cases. Rashi, no, okay, we'll stop there about that. The concept of being mafkir something, I think this has come up in the past, there are two issues in the Achronim, based on the words of the Rishonim, in terms of hefker. Hefker, there's a question, what exactly is the mechanism of hefker, number one, and number two, what is the status of hefker? The mechanism of hefker, the way that Achronim formulate the Chakira is hefker a hakna'ah, or is hefker a siluk? How do I look at hefker? I'm mafkir something. Am I actively being makna that to a public domain? Or even maybe I'm being makna it to the future person who picks it up with a break in the middle? So is that what hefker means? It's a hakna. It's a kinyan. Or do I say, no, hefker is a kinyan? I'm being makna to anybody. I'm leaving it in the street. Maybe hefker is just a removal of my bilus, what's called a siluk. I'm not doing anything actively. I'm removing myself. This is asked about mechila as well, the same type of chakira. I'm mochel you. Am I giving it to you, or am I just removing myself from the chiv? Okay, either way, this is the question that is asked. And there are many nafkaminas that might come up. One of them is proven from our Gemara. Can you do hefker la'achar zman? If I want to do a kinyan right now, I can do a kinyan right now. I want to be makna this to you la'achar shloshim yom. I want to get married la'achar whatever. So that you can do a kinyan lachar zman. Can I be misalik myself lachar zman? I'm going to remove myself in a week from now. Who says that you could do that? You could remove yourself now. You can't do anything you want lachar zman. Right? So who says that tzila could be done? So that could be an afkamina. And what are you doing here? It's lachar zman. I'm declaring that it should be hefker in the future. The reason the Gemara rejects the hefker is not because you can't be mafker lachar zman. The reason it rejects it is because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wins, Divrei HaDivrei HaTalmud. So it could be that this is one of those nafkaminas. The Pri Moshe in Siman Lamed Zayin in Sefer and Kinyanim has this Chakira, and he talks about maybe Lachar Zman, maybe this is the Machlokas, whether you need to be mafkir in front of somebody, or you can do hefker yourself. Kinyanim don't have to be in front of anybody. You can do a Kinyan private, you just need a person there in order to witness it as a Raya. But the Kinyan doesn't need, well, maybe Kinyan Chalipin does. But besides Kinyan Chalipin, no other kinyanim requires witnesses in order for it to take place. Kiddushin is different because it's Davar Sheba Erva. But that is what that also might be a nafkamina, the Machan Ephraim he quotes. Again, these are various issues that come up, but that's all in terms of the mechanism of Hektish, how it works. Is it a siluk? Is it a hakna'a? How close is it to neder? The Rambam has a well-known formulation where the Rambam says in Hilchos Nedarim, ha-hefker afapi she'eno neder, hari hu kimo neder, she'asur lo lachzer bo. Hefker is not a neder, but it's like neder. You can't be chozer. So what does the Rambam mean? It's like neder, but not exactly like neder. So that's pretty different than a kinyan. You're doing something yourself. In other words, very personal. Mao a hefker, who shayomar adam nechasim elu hefker lakol, bein remetaltim bein karkos. The case of the hefker, kolakodim vizacha, bochan alasim, and asashalow, the chulu. And he continues, and he says you can't be mafker just the aniyim. This is the Rambam in Perak Nidar and Perak Beis. Again, that is number one. The other issue in hefker is whatever, it might be connected, but whatever hefker is in mechanism, what is the status that is achieved by hefker? This is what I was alluding to before. And there are various suggestions that are given. Do I say that it's in no man's land? It's not in a rishus. If I'm mafker it, what rishus? It's like makom patur in a physical sense, in a conceptual sense, after I'm mafker something. Right? It's in a makom patur. Who owns it? Nobody. Where is it? Nowhere. It's in a vacuum. It's in a black hole. It's the halachic black hole. That's hefker. Or do I say no? It is a rishus. It's its own rishus called hefker. Just like there's hekdish, there's hefker. You can say that. There's a separate rishus called, and then you can say you're even makne it to rishus hefker. You know, some things are owned by people, and there are some things that are not owned, but it's still in a rishus. It's owned by nobody, but it's in a rishus. Maybe it's owned by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that's hefker. Or do I say I'm mafker it to everybody, to the whole world? The whole world owns this now. Or do I say I'm makne to the potential person that's going to pick it up, and there's just like a time lag? So again, all of these are suggested by the Achronim in various contexts where they talk about the different lashonos of how hefker works. Either way, that is feel free to look in all of the Achronish Svarim, the Sefer Chakiros I'm using here, and this is discussed in other Achronim as well. Good, says the Mishnah. Let's continue now. The Ksos discusses this in Reisha and Gimel, but now we continue. Says the Mishnah, remember, this parak is about trying to preempt and switch kedushos, marim and ala bachar. Temura is about switching a kedusha. That's why this has to do with Maseches Temura. So, says the Mishnah, ha'omer v'lada shelzu ola v'hishlamim. I have a cholin animal. I say, I want the baby of this animal to be an ola and the mother to be a shlamim. Dvarav kayamin, perfect, wonderful. What you said is fine, because you first declared the baby and then the mother. But the opposite order is an issue. He shlamim uvlada ola. What if I say this animal should be a shlamim and its vlad should be an ola? Then it's too late, according to some. Because you said this animal. Why you say this animal? That includes the baby. Hare zevlad zivche shlamim. Divrei Meir. Meir says this baby is now the whole animal is shlamim. You already declared it to be an ola. And it's not... you try to declare it to be an ola, but it's too late. It is a shlamim. It is a shlamim. Rameir says tfos lashon rishon, as he says elsewhere, and therefore you cannot change the kedusha. Rashi says here, important ha'ara, on the sixth wide line in Rashi, this is even according to the manda amar, bahavaya son, haim omdin. Even if you want to say the kedusha of an animal gets his kedusha, b'shas leida, therefore why is it too late? I says, no, it's too late even according to that manda amar. Techi amrinan bahavaya son velo bemeya iman hanimili behikadisha ulubasof nisabra. If you're makdish an animal and then it became pregnant, so the question is, when does that vlad baby get its status? But if I'm makdish a pregnant animal, so then the uber gets the kedusha right away. Gets the kedusha right away if you say uber yerachimo. So therefore, this opinion, says Rashi, this Mishnah is even according to the opinion of Vlad Kachim be Havayasan Hain Kedoshim. Okay, an important ha'ara. Continuing the Mishnah, Amr Rabbi Yosi says no. Im lakachnas kave, im lachinas kave in tchila. If you had in mind this originally, that you were going to make the baby into an ola, hoa v'yefsha likvash neshemos ka'achas, we are not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't say zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad. Right? We can't say two things at the same time. So Dvarav Kayamin, if you had that in mind, how would you know you had it in mind? You admitted it, there were witnesses, whatever it is, if we know you had it in mind, so then you can switch it. V'misha amar harezu shlamim nimlach v'amar v'lada ola. But if you switched, you change your mind, Harizu Vlad Shlamim, so then it would be too late. Period.
I assume you have to make the statement to the top of the Dibor or
Lachar, so this sounds like, good question. According to Rabbi Meir, it sounds like even Tokat the Dibor. Kind of get that impression.
Right.
It sounds like you get the impression even Tokat the Dibor. So maybe this is an exception. We know we're gonna have, Beit Hashem, on the bottom of the Amud Beis, we're gonna have the principle of Tokat the Dibor. But if you remember, we had an Ian Shear about this also, Tokat the Dibor has two that are really four exceptions. Tokat Dibor Kedibor Dami, except by Megadef Kiddushin And those two, and other places it says Gerushin and possibly Hektish. So Hektish might be an exception to the rule of Tokta Dibur. You might not be able to change it. The Rashbam says elsewhere, the Ran. The Ran in Nedarim says, what's the Svara for these exceptions? Because these are very, very serious contexts. And people wouldn't mess around with them. And right when they say something, that's it, it's finished. You can't be Chozer Bo. So it could be that even Tokta Dibur, which we'll talk about in the Gemara.
What about Rabbi Yossi then? Rabbi Yossi
would say no, but here, Tokta Dibur means you're changing your mind. Here, Rabbi Yossi is saying you're not changing your mind. This is what you had originally, you just couldn't say it. All Tokta Dibur contexts are where you're trying to change something.
Saying if you made a statement regarding the mother,
right,
you waited a couple of minutes.
So then it would not...
made a statement regarding
right, so if, even according to Rabbi Yossi, if you waited a couple of minutes, you would have to have a serious raya that you wanted this beforehand. Because if you wait a lachara, you're changing your mind. Good. Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara, the rest of the daf today is going to speak about the cheetah of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hifrish chatas mu'uberes v'yolda. If I mafrish a chatas mu'uberes, I owe a carbon chatas. Right? And then I say, this pregnant female animal should be my carbon chatas. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I basically was mafrish two chatos. V'yolda, ratza ba miskaper, ratza bevada miskaper. Rabbi Yochanan says, right, if you have a pregnant animal and you're makdish it, so that's basically two animals. Why? My taima, kasava Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan holds imshiro mishuyar. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you would designate an animal and exclude the baby, the vlad, that would work. You could exclude the baby, meaning there are different statuses to the mother and the baby, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ubar, the ubar, lav yerach imohu. And the ubar is not yerach imo. An ubar has an independent status, not just the limb of the mother. And therefore, when you do this, it's just like your mafresh tu chatos lachrayis, meaning I want to make sure that I bring this carbon chatos, and maybe one will get lost. So originally, I mafresh tu chatos lachrayis. Ratzah miskaper ba, ratzah miskaper b'chaverta. Right, and there, that might not be a chatos mesa, because that originally your mafresh tu. That might be just called moser chatos. It's not like when you lost one, and then you get another one, then you find the original one. Here, you a mafresh time lachrayis, period. That is the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, if you're mafresh a pregnant animal, so then it's as if you have two animals here, and you can be mechaper with either one when the animal is born.
Doesn't depend on what the gender of the baby is,
though. What does it matter what the gender? So, right, if it's a male, you'd have a problem, because a chatas has to be a female. Okay, so it has to be a female, let's say. Mosiv, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar asked the Kajan Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. One second. He shlamim uvlada ola hareza vlad shlamim. What does Rabbi Meir say? If you want to make the mother into a shlamim and the baby into an ola, it's a shlamim, too late. One second. But if you're allowed to make exceptions about the baby, hareza vlad shlamim. Hareza shlamim, boy misne. This isn't the baby shlamim, it is a shlamim. Just like in Rabbi Yochanan's case, it's two karbanos chatas. So here it should be two shlamims. Fine, I'll agree with the din, but the language doesn't fit. So Gemara says, no problem, switch the language. Amar of Tavla, bar mina. Don't ask from that. Dehahi, because that case, barmina dehahi. Don't ask from that. Why? Because Amar Rav, Latana, Tani, how is it shlamim? Rav said, yeah, the Lashon should be switched. Period. Meisve, next try. Haomer, the Brisa says, Haomer l'shivcha, so hare at shivcha, uvladech ben chorin. If somebody has a maidservant that says, you're still a maidservant, but your baby's free. Vladech ben chorin. So what's the halacha there? So im haisa ubara, if she is pregnant, zachsalo, yes, the baby's free. Even though she's still a shivcha. The baby's free. So how does that work? So e amrit bishlama im shira in mishuyar. Here's the opposite. If you say that it's all one entity, imshiro eno mishuyar. So then it's going to work here. And you hold the uber, yerach imohu, and the uber is really just a five of the mother, mishamachi zachsalo. That could work. Why? Vahavile kimishachar chatzi avdo. It's like you're setting free half of your eved, according to the bound amr that says that works. Umani, Rabbi Meirhi, kidetanya, hamishachar chatzi avdo yotzo lecheris. If you set free half of your eved, that half goes free. Why? Gito viyado ba'in ka'achas. Just like if any eved, how could any eved accept his get shichur? If you have a full eved, that's the principle of ba'in ka'achas. So too by chatzi eved. Now this eved has the middle status of chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin, and you work on how could he get married. But that works if it's all one unit, because you can look at it as if it is chatzi eved. Let's finish the question first. Aval. the I amrit shiro mishuyar. But if you say that it is two separate entities, and for uber lav yerech imahu, if you say like Rabbi Yochanan, amai zachzalo. Why should it work then? If the baby is a separate eved, why should it work? After all, the halacha is vatanya. Nirin, it appears, shall ha eved zocha lakabo get shichra shal chadero miad rabo she'enu shalo. Flow miad rabo shalo. If Reuven and Shimon are avadim to two different people, then Reuven can accept the shtar shichver on Shimon's behalf, and vice versa. But if Reuven and Shimon are the avadim of the same master, then Reuven can't accept Shimon's shtar shichver, because Reuven is an extension of the master, as is Shimon. So bon ka'achas, when it's your own, that's the magical halacha bon ka'achas, which we'll talk more about in a minute. But if not, if you're somebody else, it doesn't work. So here too, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're telling me it's two separate statuses, and we are comparing here, fascinatingly. We're comparing animals and people. Right? If Rabbi Yochanan said it about animals, so l'chora, he would also say it about people. Uber yerechim alav yerechim ahu, which might have been mechalik, the Gemara is not. But that's a huge suggestion. So Elish Lamina, it must be Rabbi Yochanan's wrong. Imshira ina Meshuyar v'tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan tiyufta. It must be Rabbi Yochanan is wrong, and therefore, because this Bryce approves that it must be Shira Meshuyar, it must be that they are connected. The Ksos, if you remember, in Simon Reish, we don't have time to go through this whole thing again. Ksos Simon Reish, it's been a long time since we mentioned this, where the Ksos says that Ban Ke'echad is a special type of principle that does not apply to most halachic context. The Ksos and Simon Reish, his question was, if you remember, Nistapakti, but could Reuven wants to give his field to Shimon. Could he put the Shtar Mechira in the field? And you could apply Ban Ke'echad by Matana? Does that work? So the Ksos says it does not work. It does not work. Why? Because the principle of Ban Ke'echad only applies by Gi'in and Shtar Shichver. It's different. Why? Because there it's not a Kinyan. It's just a Maisa Nesina. That's all you need. The Gi'in Shiny. To get the Isha. The Isha, the Eved, lo boy Zachiyah, she yiska derek Zachiyah. Kivan the Isha, the Eved, bal Karchach. What's a reflection? That's not a Kinyan. It can be forced. What are the Nafkaminas? Bal Karchach and Ban Ke'echad. And one more, Isure Hana'a. Kisvu get al isuri hana works, even though it doesn't work by an asina. Where the get isha David lo by zechiyah she yiska derech zechiyah kiva the isha ve'eved bal karchach ve'in zechiyah bal karchach elavadi the guy isha lo by rak ve'nasan biyada v'chein be'eved v'leket torah zechiyah v'akno bal karchach v'yatam enirei katzal isuri hana kasher v'yalvagav the leket torah zechiyah klal be isuri hana. So that's what he says. That's why by shtar matana you would not say bon ke'echad. You wouldn't say this. Again, that's an important sosim in Reish related to this principle. But anyway, so we asked Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, how does he say Shira in a Meshuyar? This price approves against it. Okay, good. Leimim Shira Meshuyar Tanahi. Even though we just asked a Tiyufta, maybe it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Maybe we could save Rabbi Yochanan. The Tanya the Brisa says, Homer L'shif Chaso Hari At Ben Chorin Uvladich Eved. Now we're talking about a shifcha, you are free, the opposite, but your baby is an eved, vlada kamoa divrei Rabbi Yosi Glir. Yosi says, too late, the baby is free also. Edachachamim omrim, no, tvarav kayamim, the baby is still an eved. Mishub sheneamar, because it says, ha'isha viladeh, ha'tiyel adoneha, because it says, by an eved, ivri going free, that the mother and the baby stay together. So the Gemara says, doesn't that sound like the Tanakama? Kramai Tamud al-Rabbanan. The Pasuk doesn't sound like it's proving the Rabbanan. It sounds like it's proving the first sheet, Rabbi Yosei Glili. The Gemara says, you're right. Amarav akrol adivari Rabbi Yosei Glili. Diktani vilada kamoha. Shenemar yisha vilada tiyal adoneha. It's a misplaced phrase. But either way, it's a machlokas. If I say to a shivcha, you're free and your baby's still my eved, does that work? So, bizman, I'm sorry, finish the drasha. First, bizman she yisha ladoneha vilada ladoneha. That's the end of the drasha according to Rabbi Yosei Glili. So my lab hakamiflagi, isn't this a machlokas? The following. Rabbi Yosi Savar Shiro Einu Meshuyar. Rabbi Yosi holds it's all one connected unit, and therefore if the mother's free, the baby's free. Rabbanan Savri Meshuyar. No, you can separate. Isn't that a machlokas tanam, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is saved? So Amalchar Rabbi Yochanan says, not only am I saved, I could work out both opinions. Tukuli Amas Shira Meshuyah. Really, everybody could agree to me that it's separate. Why does Rabbi Yosi Aglili say there that it's together? Period. Which might mean don't compare people and animals. That's what might be behind that Gzeiras HaKasuv. Period. Elavadai lema kiani tanoi. Okay, it didn't line up like that, machlokas tanoim, but the following is a machlokas tanoim. Tanya. Somebody shechs a chatas, a carbon, and finds a four-month-old inside. Doesn't say a five-month-old, which would be full, because that, if you remember, is the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir argues by Ben Pakua, if it's full term, it requires shechita. So we don't want to get into that discussion. So we say four-month-old. And therefore, everybody agrees that the shechita for the mother works for the baby. So if you have that, so Tani Chada, one, Brisa says that this baby has the status of a carbon. It has the status of a chatas. Remember the Teferis Yisrael we spoke about in Zvachim in the fifth parak, why it says klaim and not azara. You can look back at that Teferis Yisrael in the fifth parak. V'tanya idach, ain't nechalas the chaladam, no, anybody can eat it. V'nechalas b'chalmakam, nechalas la'olam. So what's the machlokes? When you shecht a carbon chatas and there's a baby inside, what's the status of the baby? So my love tanoi, isn't this a machlokes tanoim? Why? Because the havamina is that we thought you were makdish a mu'uberes. That's the havamina. And therefore this is our machlokes. The Tanakama Savra Shiro, right? We switch the girsa here. Tanakama Savra Shiro Mishuyar. Umar Savra Shiro Eina Mishuyar. Right? Isn't that the machlokas here? Whether the baby has the status of the mother? So I'm the Harbi Yochanan again. Maybe not. Tekuliyamim shira meshuyar. I could hold like everybody. Vahani tanoi balkimivli. What's this machlokas? If everybody really holds their one unit? I'm sorry. Everybody holds their two units. Shira meshuyar. So what's this machlokas about? Why would you say it has the status of the karban? Tamar savar. We're not talking about a case where you are makdash a pregnant animal. You are makdash a chathas. Then it became pregnant. So it's nothing to do with us. And that's the machlokas that we had earlier. So it's talking about a different case. It's talking about a case where it got pregnant after Hakdasha. Nothing to do with us. Or, it's not a machlokas even. They're talking about two different cases. The case that says that the baby has the status of the mother, that's my case, says Rabbi Yochanan, where it was pregnant when you were makdash it. The other case, it was the other mitzias that became pregnant afterwards. Period. Maskevla, let's try to finish up. Maskevla Rava, me might, the time of the Rabbi Yochanan, Mashir, Meshuyar. One second. The whole original Rabbi Yochanan statement. If you're mafresh a pregnant chatas, you have two animals. Who says his svara is Shiro Meshuyar? Maybe it's all one animal. It's all one animal, and you can be miskaper with the appreciation of an animal, and not to say that it's specifically independent. That's a different principle. So who says, maybe that's the svar, then you don't get into all these problems that we've had with Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, no, it can't be. Amalei Rav Hanuna, Rabbi Lazar Talmidei, Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Rav Huna, Rabbi Lazar Talmidei, Rabbi Yochanan, V'yasav L'kamei, Rabbi Yochanan, V'lo Ahadu L'hai Shinuya. There were two great Talmidim that were sitting there, and they didn't suggest this. V'yat Amar, Talmidei, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishun Da'adam, Miskabe, B'shev HaChetish. The great Talmidim didn't suggest this, so it must be it's not true. It must be that the Svara is Beis HaKdeshos. It's considered two animals that you are mafresh, and therefore don't suggest otherwise. Period. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll start off with a little bit about the concept of Ha'isha Vilodea Tila Doneha. I didn't get to talk about it, and that is, does that heter of a Shifcha Kenanis being allowed to an Eved Ivri, is that only by certain types of Eved Ivri? Machruhu Bezdin, what about Machruhu Atzmo? Major Machlokas Rishonim. What's the reason for that heter? Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow, Beis Hashem, the very important Ramban, that you can't learn that topic without seeing that Ramban. The Ritva quotes that Ramban also in Maseches Kedushin. And then we will get into a little bit Tokate Dibur, which comes up in the next couple of lines, and we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here, Beis Hashem, as we continue with Temura in the last week and a half. Temura ends next Tuesday, Beis Hashem, as we continue our march through Maseches Temura. Again, today's week's shiur, with the week's shiur, sponsored by Hatzlacha, Aviva Perel, Bas Shendel Rivka. We thank for the sponsorship. This should be Hatzlacha to Aviva Perel, Bas Shendel Rivka.